Stay tuned for Up Front Soul. Time to put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. The weeks wind on and people are still in the streets calling for justice. We're going to get started this week with Ben Williams, March On, featuring Wes Felton from the album I Am a Man. We'll be right back.
in the spirit of Hector. So 8076, I'm the resurrector. Let go of the devil's projector. You hold the key to your pain and pleasure. Black, gold, white treasure. But don't get it twisted. When my people organize, we can get tougher than leather. Get ugly the sweaters that they wear on that holiday to celebrate that baby named Yeshua. Oh Jesus, word to Martin. Kings in the wilderness out here marching, representing the lost, blind and starving. DC bread like Marvin, I beg your pardon. Left, right, left, right. Ain't too many black soldiers. Left, right. Push beyond all the gimmicks and necktie. You can't advance if you don't finish the test, right? Focus on the foot you start on. They throwing hate then, you march on. You can walk through the valley, you can part the sea. Resurrect the dead, flip the tables of the thieves. If I'm starting with you, then you starting with me. If I'm walking with you, then you marching with me like...
Listen here. stand up for me.
You don't know me, but I can see what you have done so easily. Some flags come down, black men still die. Can't find no jobs, black mothers cry. Looking for peace, only find shame. Must we all die? Remember my name. I don't know what to do, where to go, how to survive. But daily I'm trying, and all the news another name, a source for shame, losing our lives. Black Lives Matter. I cannot breathe, why would he lie? Order to the ground, he has to die. Can one walk home while full of breath? No, we get bullets to meet our death. Hands up, don't shoot, we say with tears. To some it's new news, for us it's been years. I don't know what to do, where to go, how to survive. But daily I'm trying, turn all the news another name, a source for shame, losing our lives. Black Lives Matter.
Hot one on the sleeve, all I see is blood. What does it all mean? Dying with no cause. You say attitude, and I say lack of love. You say cause we sing, we're singing.
Where to go, how to survive. But daily I'm trying, turn on the news and another name, a source for shame, losing our lives. Black Lives Matter.
We just heard from Aaron Myers, Black Lives Matter. In the middle, Rashid Ali, with a very powerful song, Will You Stand Up For Me, from 1968, The Other Side of Town. We started the set with Ben Williams' March On, featuring Wes Felton from I Am a Man. Of course, at the very top of the hour, we heard Joan Armatrading, Back to the Night. I am Sanguine Fromage. It's an honor to be playing songs for you. My wish is that they will bring you hope and strength. If there's anything you'd like to hear, drop me a line at upfrontsoul@gmail.com. Next, we're going to hear from civil rights activist and member of the Staples Singers in her early years, Mavis Staples, with We'll Never Turn Back, here on Upfront Soul.
Now we've been beat and we've been scorned. We've been talked about, sure as you born. but we'll never turn back. No, we'll never turn back until we walk in peace. We have walked through the shadows of death. We had to walk all by ourselves, but we'll never turn back until we have all been free. Until we have all been free. We'll have equality. We have hung our heads and cried for those like Lee who died. Die for you, and he died for me. Die for the cause of equality. But we'll never turn back until we have all been free. No, we'll never turn. Turn back.
Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. I know some of you know about that.
Yeah.
That was in March 1965. And from that march, word was revealed. And a song was composed. And we wrote a song about the Freedom Marches. And we call it the Freedom Highway. And we're dedicating this number to all of the Freedom Marchers. And it goes something like this.
Yeah.
many people are living their life for next time, wondering in their mind what's gonna happen next. But the freedom, the highway, but each and every day, but the freedom, the highway, but each and every day. If it can be found,
Freedom Singers with If You Miss Me from the Back of the Bus from Voices of the Civil Rights Movement, Black American Freedom Songs 1960 to 1966, Great Smithsonian Folkways Recording. The Staple Singers with Freedom Highway Live Version, and Mavis Staples, one of the Staple Singers, of course, now still performing on her own. She is a force. Had the great pleasure of seeing her live a couple years ago, and she is incredible. The song we heard was We'll Never Turn Back, the title track from her recent album out on Anti Records. It's a great one. This next song is dedicated to the memory of Breonna Taylor. The Louisville City Council has passed Breonna's law banning no-knock warrants. So this seemed appropriate. It's Gil Scott Heron. The song is called No Knock. You got up front, soul.
We want to do a poem for one of our unfavored people, who's now the head of the Nixon campaign. He was formerly the attorney general named John Mitchell. Nixon's campaign seems to be out, you know, getting off on a rather hip foot after his trip to China in the name of peace. While they were killing people right across the street, so to speak, in North and South Vietnam. But No Knock, the law in particular, was allegedly legislated for black people rather than, you know, for their destruction. And it means simply that authorities and members of the police force no longer have to knock on your door before entering. They can now knock your door down. It's No Knock.
It to me, I must admit, but just for the record, you were talking sh**. Long rap about no knock being legislated for the people you've always hated in this hellhole that you we call home. No knock, the man will say, to keep that man from beating his wife. No knock, the man will say, to protect people from themselves. No knocking, head rocking, enter shocking, shooting, cussing, killing, crying, lying, and being white. No knock. No knocked on my brother Fred Hampton, bullet holes all over the place. No knocked on my brother Michael Harrison, jammed a shotgun against his skull. For my protection, who's gonna protect me from you? The likes of you, the nerve of you, to talk that face to face, your tomato face deadpan, your deadpan deadening another freedom plan. No knocking, head rocking, enter shocking, shooting, cussing, killing, crying, lying, and being white. But if you're wise, no knocker, you'll tell your no-knocking lackeys, ha! No knock on my brother's heads, no knock on my sister's heads, no knock on my brother's heads, no knock on my sister's heads, and double lock your door, because soon someone may be no-knocking, ha! Ha! For you. No knock. To be slipped into John Mitchell's suggestion box.
Yeah. Bless the doors. A blessing is worse than the grave.
Worse than the grave, better to die for. is worse than the grave. Better to die for noble cause than to live and die a slave. And blessed are the bodies of those who were hung from the limbs of a sycamore tree, who found into their hope at the end of a rope, cause they dared to attempt to be free. Oh, blessed are those stubborn. Oppression is worse than the grave. Better to die for noble cause than to live and die a slave. Through the years we've continued this fight, our liberty to attain. And though we have faced unsurmountable odds, yet the will to resist remains. Blessed are those stubborn. Oppression is worse than the grave. Better to die for noble cause than to live and die a slave. Blessed are the spirits of those who have died in the prisons all over this land. Who committed one sin, they stood up like men and got ice for just being a man. Blessed are those stubborn. Oppression is worse than the grave.
Last Poets with Bernard Purdy. Just happens to be my favorite drummer. Blessed are those who struggle from Delights of the Garden. That seemed to fit pretty well with Gil Scott Heron. The song we heard, which I dedicate to the memory of Breonna Taylor, is No Knock. Took that from The Revolution Begins, The Flying Dutchman Masters. I am Sanguine Fromage, and we are in the time of year when Juneteenth is celebrated, also known as Emancipation Day. And so this set goes out to all those who are celebrating and remembering the sweetness of freedom. This song is from a really great, interesting album of Max Roach's. It's called We Insist, Max Roach's Freedom Now Suite. And we are going to hear the song Freedom Day. This is featuring Abby Lincoln. This is Upfront Soul.
Thank you. listen, whispers say we're free. Rumors flying must be lying. Can it really be? Can't conceive it, don't believe it, but that's what they say. Slave no longer, slave no longer. This is Freedom Day. Freedom Day, it's Freedom Day. Throw those shackling chains away. Everybody that I see says it's really true. We're free. Freedom Day, it's Freedom Day. Free to vote and earn my pay. Dim my path and hide away. But we've made it Freedom Day.
Here we are.
Roberta Flack, wrapping up our Juneteenth set with Go Up Moses from Quiet Fire. The Nat Turner Rebellion in the middle with Tribute to a Slave, and we started it out this set of Freedom Songs with Max Roach featuring Abby Lincoln, Freedom Day from We Insist, Max Roach's Freedom Now Suite. I have one more short set for you here on Upfront Soul. The first one was a really incredibly thoughtful birthday gift from my spouse, which was The Real Ambassadors, a Louis Armstrong and Dave Brubeck album, which was in fact a musical. It's quite a fascinating album, and would definitely recommend you check it out and watch the documentary that's out there called The Jazz Ambassadors. And if you're looking for another great book to read, I've just started in on yet another birthday gift from the spouse, which was Satchmo Blows Up the World, talking about his tour as a jazz ambassador with the State Department. Very interesting. So, this one is called They Say I Look Like God. Here on Upfront Soul.
God created man in his image and likeness.
They say I look like God.
In the image of God created he them.
Could God be black? My God,
in the image of God created them.
If I'm a man in the image of thee,
male and female created them.
Could thou perchance a zebra be?
In the image and likeness of God,
can it be
created?
No, not he.
These are the generations of the heavens.
He's watching all the earth.
These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth.
He's watched us from our birth.
And God saw everything that he had made.
And if he cared if you black or white,
and behold it was very good,
he'd mix one color one just right.
These are the generations
black or white
of the heavens and of the earth,
one just right. Oh Lord, please hear my plea. Oh, give me eyes to see that our creation was meant to be an act of God to set man free.
Set man free.
Set man free.
Set man free.
You raised us from the dust and breathed in life with trust and gave to man great choice to be alone on earth. come.
And everyone that loveth is born of God.
When everyone is one,
there is no fear in love because fear has torment.
And there will be no more misery.
Perfect love casteth all fear.
When God tells man he's really free.
He that loveth God loveth his brother also.
Really free.
He that loveth God.
Really free.
Loveth his brother also.
Really free.
Duke Ellington wrapping up the first hour of Upfront Soul with King Fit the Battle of Alabama from My People. And we heard Louis Armstrong, They Say I Look Like God, from the Real Ambassadors, an album recreating a musical written by Louis Armstrong and Dave Brubeck. And apparently Louis Armstrong felt that song so powerfully that when he sang it, he was moved to tears. So definitely check out The Real Ambassadors. I do have a whole other hour of Upfront Soul coming up for you in just a minute, so you just stick around through a little bit of station business, and we'll be right back.